with that, Ms. Clemmons, we'll move on to item 7C.
Thank you.
Board Supervisor salaries?
Yes, again, Melissa Cummins, Deputy County Administrator. 7C is an amendment and the first reading for amendment to the section 2-6.10 of chapter 6 of title 2 regarding the Board of Supervisors salary and benefits. You'll see in the proposed amendments salary increases of 4% effective. It has to be 60 days following adoption by the board. So our goal is to bring it back for the second reading and public hearing on August 2nd. That would put the 60-day window on October 1st, and so the next pay grade starts October 2nd. Then the next salary increase would be a 3% effective February of 2023. Similar insurance changes effective 2025, since there's a couple of the board members who the next election cycle will be in January of 2025. And then increased life insurance to $100,000. Branch employee, slight increase on the deferred compensation. Similar changes for retiree health to comply with CalPERS regulations. And then also the dental, adding the language in there to memorialize the retiree dental for the board members. Changes to long-term benefits, and then also the similar various language cleanups that we've been doing with all of our MOUs and resolutions for employee benefits. Happy to answer any questions and looking to...
Did you have a correction to one of the pages?
On the bottom of page 5 of the...
Is there a signing bonus?
Thank you for lightening the mood.
Hey, if I don't get there, man, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
So I'm going to pay off on an insurance policy.
On the bottom of page 5 on section N, long-term disability, that should actually say supervisors with an S, not just supervisor. So other than that, everything else remains the same.
A supervisor values, yeah, absolutely.
You know, one of the things I've always articulated, I'm not looking for more pay, benefits, whatever, for me. I think it's looking for the future. We need to cast a wider net. I think I mentioned in my diatribe how there's a lot of rural counties have gone to a $60,000 pay scale for whatever reason. They're tied to the judges. Having said all that, this goes from my dad being a Marine officer's bill last, I would like to table this until we get through the deputy sheriffs. So all the unions are done, and then we can maybe revisit this again. I think that's just more appropriate than anything else. So that's my wish, and that would be my motion to pay them off, but concur or accept the report.
Right. Is there any discussion on the motion by any colleagues? There's no second, I think. I just wanted to
table it until we get done with the unions.
Okay. Well, just a question I have. Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead. See where you're going.
Yeah, no, I just was wondering what unions.
Deputy sheriffs come to mind.
Deputy sheriffs, absolutely. Do we have public works still? And what unions do we have left?
The only three we have open right now are OESC, and we're actually meeting with them this week.
OESC and DSA. Okay. I just asked just for clarification, confirm which ones we still waiting on. I remember public works now. Right. Supervisor Thompson?
No, well, I think you did that, but I guess more so your line of reasoning. I mean, I think this also kind of leads into what's going on for negotiations as well.
Absolutely.
I don't think in our lifetime we'll ever see the 60.
No, we won't.
I'm not advocating.
I'll go run for LA supervisor and get $200,000 a year. As if that's going to happen.
This is always a difficult one because it's always incumbent upon this board to do this, and yet I always look forward to public comment. With regard to this, and usually none comes.
Right.
Because it's in the hearing cycle, that's a factor as well. I don't have any problem with what you're suggesting. It just could delay further where we're at. So, but I don't know that matters.
It doesn't matter to me.
Yeah.
It matters to you. I think it sends a clear signal to the employees that we value them more than we value us in our pay scale.
No, I agree.
That's how I look at it. And I don't think tabling it in the long run affects the overall scheme of things. Just a
timeframe.
Just from the effective date, because we do have to do this through ordinance in the 60 days.
Correct.
Any other?
Well, what we do on this has no bearing what I'm going to do with the other units, honestly. Then I don't know what kind of signal we think we're sending. We haven't had a pay raise since 2017. The others have.
We don't hear that from the other side, though. For me, it's just a perception.
Oh, I know, but I'm speaking to the public right now.
Yeah, they're out there, so they're going to raise their hand, I'm sure.
And then, well, in 2017, when some got 10%, we got 3. So I don't think there's any reason to slow this down.
Any public comment, Ms. Hanna?
Showing none on that.
All right, I see no public comment in house at all. All right, and then I think my parliamentary procedure stuff now. So there's been a motion. Is there a second for that motion? I would second it. I'm fine seconding it, delaying it to vote on later on for the perception.
Ready for a vote?
Ready for a vote.
Okay, Supervisor Hell?
No.
Supervisor Kopsev?
Aye.
Let's see, Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yes.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Chris?
I'll be in there also, Ms. Quinney.
Okay. Do we know how long we want to delay it, or just put it out there and the department will bring it back at a future date?
I think we'll have to bring it back because we can specify its time.
Okay.
It'll just depend on how other things go.
I still want a signing bonus. I want that to do deal.
Okay.
So
I'll get right on that.
Make it a dollar.
On the clerk's end, just keep us in the loop because we'll give you an idea when we can do the second.
Absolutely.
You know, have that time.
Yeah, thank you, my fellow board members, for giving that consideration.
I won't do anything without your permission. Thank you very
just
much.
Just input, not permission.
And then item 7D, ordinance amendment for the airports.
Angela Davis, County Administrator. This ordinance is being brought before you today with regards to establishing parameters for those that lease or rent property on the airports. And it just provides additional clarification to our current county code as well as clarity for the county and for the lessees as well. So if you have any questions, I'll be more than happy to answer them.
Any questions, colleagues, or motions?
Move to approve.
Second.
Oh, have a second? All right.
And that's a recommended motion. Right?
The recommended. And I do have notes here that we can do a second reading on August 2nd. We do
perfect.
Have time to get it published. So.
Okay, perfect.
8-2.
That's part of the motion, I think.
All righty.
That's right.
Okay, we got it now. Okay, Supervisor Help.
Aye.
Supervisor Kopsev?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Sure.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Thank you.
So I'm going to skip, we'll come back to it, but I'm going to skip numbers 8 through 13 and go directly to public hearing, Mr. Dean and your team. What we'll do first is public hearing for community development number 14A, the application fee, sir. I think we have to read it into the order. Do you read it in the order, Ms. Wendy?
I can. Let me find it.
Sorry, I skipped ahead of her. Sorry.
That's okay.
Pile of paperwork there.
It's okay. I just have to find it here. Yes, this is the public hearing for the second reading. As it's the proposed planning division fee schedule ordinance. Some different changes to the fees as well as, I think,
SMARA.
SMARA. Thank you.
All right.
Okay, hello, Board of Supervisors, Rick Dean, Community Development Director. This is the second reading of an amendment to Article 16 associated with a small portion of the planning fees. On April 5th, we came to the board and given direction to move forward with alteration of this specific piece that addresses the larger CEQA projects and allows us to have pass-through costs, essentially. So it's amendment to section 10-6.1601N, and also be updated, a small portion associated with this new smart regs. Essentially, it's just changing the 60-day time frame to a 30-day time frame for financial assurance mechanisms within the mining program. Questions?
No presentation of any correspondence?
No correspondence at the clerk's level.
Any reports or arguments by other departments or public agencies? Proponents or opponents? Any online?
Showing none online.
Any public comments?
Showing none online.
None in house. No rebuttals then. This is first reading, isn't it, Ms. Mindy?
No, this is the actual second. We can
so I'll close the hearing.
Close the hearing.
And any discussions or motions by my colleagues?
Move to approve.
Second.
Okay. All righty, Supervisor Help.
Aye.
Supervisor Kopseff.
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
Sure.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Chris.
I'll be an aye.
Thank you.
And Mr. Supervisor Valenzuela, you'll be doing this public hearing, so Williamson Act, I should have given you a heads up about that. But I have to recuse myself. I'm in communication with FPPC trying to work out.
Do you have the protocol there?
It's right there. Oh, yeah, here you go. Just you have to put the page here. So.
Okay. Okay, this would be a Williamson Act public hearing, community development, to consider resolution directing staff to issue a notice of non-renewal for Williamson Act contract numbers. I'll let you read all the numbers there for me, lady.
There.
Give us the background.
Oh, for the, that's in the public. There it is. Okay. Yes, this is notices of non-renewal for Williamson Act contracts number 71067-95001 and 20-02-1, and it's involving APNs 041-120-060 Davies Pina, 041-132-260 McKay, 041-120-020 Zavala, 041-120-040 Murillo, 041-120-010 Hutchburg, 041-120-050 Hain, 022-100-180, 022-110-120, and that's for the Giant Alliance Holdings LLC, 015-530-270, 015-530-100, and 015-550-220 for the Golden Willow Ranch LLC.
Thank you. This is Bernadette Sisson, an assistant planner. As previously directed by the board, staff has continued to monitor compliance of the county's over 500 Williamson Act contracts. Several contracts have been found to have compliance issues, which staff is continuing to work with property owners to mitigate those, some through contract amendments. Today, however, we are recommending three contracts be non-renewed, each for a different reason. Contract number 71067 has several issues, as well as the fact that the contract has multiple property ownerships under it. So some of the properties have changed ownership without individual contracts being established. There's been changes in use or discontinuation of agricultural use. There's been compliance surveys that have not been returned by property owners. County code violations have occurred on some of the properties, and property owners under contracts that are in compliance with or are able to return to compliance with county rules and the contract are able to apply at a later date for a contract amendment to reestablish their own contract should their property meet and the use and minimum size requirements. So if we do non-renew this contract, being as, like I said, there are multiple owners, if there is one that currently is compliance, they do have the option to request a contract amendment to come back in the program.
contract 95002 is under a single ownership. Per their response to their survey, they said there's been a significant change in use, which has occurred on the property. However, they have chosen not to take the necessary steps to amend the existing contract and have chosen not to continue with the program, which would essentially cause the county to have to issue a non-renewal because they have chosen not to do so themselves. Contract 22-03, the property owner does not meet the minimum parcel size requirements and the primary use of the property is residential. The property used to be under their ownership was quite large, but they sold off the majority of the farmland. So this remaining APN under their ownership doesn't meet the minimum size requirements. So with that being said, staff recommends determining this project exempt from CEQA pursuant to CEQA guidelines section 15317 open space easements or contracts and adopt the resolution directing staff to issue a notice of non-renewal for the applicable Williamson Act contracts. Thank you.
Thank you. Any correspondence, Wendy?
Not at the clerk's level.
Anyone else on staff have a comment? None. No proponents on this?
Sean.
I don't see any opponents. Public comment regarding this?
Sean, none.
No rebuttals then? Close the hearing? No, this could continue there, right?
No, you can close. It's a resolution.
Sorry. Discussion by board? Anyone like to weigh in? Start.
Just a quick question. Who is the Williamson Act administrator, or is that?
The planning director.
It is. And that's Mr. Dean?
Yeah.
Or is it Haven? Okay. Thank you.
Anyone else? What's next one? Do we need a motion?
We do, to adopt the resolution.
I'll make the recommended motion.
Second. Somebody's going to get it out.
Okay. roll call, you said?
Please.
Supervisor Help.
Aye.
Supervisor Cobbs.
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
Okay.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
I'm with Chris. Recute. There's no second.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. All right, now we'll go back to item number 8. We'll recess as the Board of Supervisors and convene as Flood Control and Water Conservation District. Any public comment?
Showing
that. Minute approval?
No changes.
Move to approve.
Second.
Okay. Director Help?
Aye.
Director Kobsev?
Aye.
Director Valenzuela?
Mm-hmm.
Director Ogren?
Aye.
And Director Chris?
Aye. We'll adjourn as the Flood Control Water Conservation District. Convene as County Service Area Number 4. Any public comment online?
Showing none online.
And none in the room, so minute approval.
No corrections.
Move approval. Second.
Oh, hang on. Fingers aren't working today. Director Haupt.
Aye.
Director Cobbs.
Aye.
Director Valenzuela.
Yeah.
Director Ogren.
Aye.
And Director Chris.
Aye. Thank you. Convene, adjourn as County Service Area Number 4. Convene as In-Home Supportive Services Public Authority. Public comment?
Showing
that
online.
And then in-house, minute approval.
Okay, I've received no corrections to those either.
Move to approve.
Second.
Okay. All righty. Director Haupt.
Aye.
Director Kobsev.
Aye.
Director Valenzuela.
Yep.
Director Ogren.
Aye.
And Director Chris.
Aye.
To the chair.
Yes.
Ms. Winningham. we don't come back at this and approve that we just approve the minutes, do we?
Correct. No, it's just that there was closed session.
Okay, that's what I'm not sure.
If there are others that were just approving the minutes, those do not come back.
Thank you.
I got in that loop years ago.
Yeah, all right.
Never want to be there again. It's never ending.
I think it was a rule by the Department of Redundancy Department.
Oh, yeah.
Redundancy.
Yeah. I think it's one of their rules here.
They're defunct now, right?
I think so. Yeah. Thank you for entertaining my jest humor, but we will adjourn as in-home supportive services and reconvene as the Board of Supervisors. Item 11A, a drought declaration emergency. Wishes of my colleagues.
Discussion.
Oh, discussion?
Second with discussion. Yeah. Just to inform the rest of the board, there's been quite a bit of activity regarding phone calls to some of our elected officials on the curtailments. In Scott Valley, really what's going on is the Water Board put out a letter curtailing all surface water diversions with the exception of livestock water, for which there's an actual allocation, and for anything for life and human safety where somebody may be using it for domestic purposes. With that said, the hysteria that I've been experiencing on phone calls is that people are taking that as a total shutoff, total curtailment. What am I going to do with my livestock? And that exception is still in the latest order I just read. Regarding that, getting phone calls on the other end that people are just violating the law because they're still irrigating. Well, I have to remind that part of the public that people are irrigating because groundwater is not curtailed, only the surface water at this point in time. And the river actually rebounded with the last set of storms, which gave the Department of Water Resources a little bit of relaxation of the enforcement they were doing. So just an update.
Okay.
So for what it's worth, just something along the lines of drought, we did get a 5 CFS reduction at Lake Siskiyou, so we're hopefully can buy the season, if you will, because we're at peak season for tourism. So there is some flexibility in there.
A little bit.
Okay. Roll call, Wayne.
And then it was to extend, correct? The motion was to extend
correct.
It? Thank you. All righty. Supervisor Help.
Aye.
Supervisor Copsa.
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
Sure.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Chris.
Aye. 11B, local illegal cannabis cultivation.
Move to extend.
Second.
Extend. Okay, hang on. And that was helped for the first. Okay. And I did notice this is quite old. Do you know if the sheriff may be working on getting another one going? This is back from 2020. So, might be something to ask about.
Yell it out, he's listening.
Yeah. Put it right on.
All righty. Supervisor Help.
Aye.
Supervisor Copsa.
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
Yep.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Chris.
Aye. So, Wendy, we're going to put you to work again.
Okay.
Appointments?
Yes, we've got a couple of them
here. Item 12A, Dunsmuir Recreation and Parks District.
Yeah, Dunsmuir Recreation and Park, as well as Mount Shasta Rec and Park, they have both city reps and county reps. These are for the county-appointed representatives. These will be terms ending in 4 years, so June 30th of 2026. The clerk's office did the posting as we normally do, as well as asking the district to post the boundaries, which they did at the beginning of June. I did get letters of interest and reappointment from incumbents William Newman and Stephen Cutting, and they are both still eligible to serve on the board.
And we would recommend both of them back on the board.
Second.
Okay. All righty. Supervisor Help.
Aye.
Supervisor Copsa.
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
Yeah.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Chris.
Aye. 12B.
Okay, so that would also be Mount Shasta Rec and Park. Same situation. They have city reps as well as county reps. The clerk's office, we did the posting and asked the district to do their posting as well, which they did in early June. I did receive a letter of reappointment from incumbent Heather D'Artin, and she is interested in continuing, but incumbent Renee Casterline is not. Heather is still eligible to serve. And then we also received a letter of interest from John Courtney, who is eligible to serve as a registered voter and living within that district.
I'm going to recommend both of them.
A second.
Okay. Supervisor Hout.
Aye.
Supervisor Kopsel.
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Chris.
Aye.
And the last one I have is an unscheduled vacancy on the MISCA board, the Modoc-Siskiyou Community Action Agency Board of Directors. This is due to Lowell Pratt's resignation. He was a recent appointee, but has found he does not have the time to continue. This is for a term ending December 31st of 2023, and at this point, the clerk's office has not received any letters of interest in appointment, but would like to continue it. If that would
do you
be
motion
okay.
That line or discretion?
Do not need a motion.
All right.
Just let us know. We'll continue. I'll bring it back at a later date.
We'll move on to item minute approval. I neglected to see if anyone missed any of those meetings. If we'd all made all those meetings.
If we did, I'll move to approve all three.
We're okay.
On the same page.
So we got June 4th or 14, June 21, and then technically July 5th as a non-meeting.
Okay.
Okay.
Sure, is Kopsel second?
Yeah.
Okay. Seconds.
With Kopsel second, thank you.
Kopsel second.
And that was to approve the three. Okay. Alrighty. Supervisor Hout.
Aye.
Supervisor Kopsel.
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
Yep.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Chris.
Aye. With that, is there any board of staff, any staff reports?
Nothing to report.
Oh, all right. Any board member reports, Supervisor Hall?
Just one. I was happy to attend the Klamathon community reunion on Saturday, and thank you, Supervisor Chair Chris, for being there, and Mr. Rick Dean and Sheriff LaRue. Actually, Kermit Wolters ended up. Showing up too. Good gathering. I applaud their enthusiasm and they're the glue that keeps the healing going in Harper.
Thank you. Any other colleagues?
Yeah, real quick. I think the last meeting we had was 21st, wasn't it?
Correct.
If I recall, it was. Grateful we was able to leave, attend the meeting, but I headed down to San Luis Obispo for a state association regional meeting. Had to do with employees, employee retention, the new world order, if you will. So there's, you know, I think one of the things, and they'll be up once they get the, I'll send out the link to the deal that shows what the event was about. And the, particularly the futurist was basically saying, you better try to do what you can to retain employees because they're going to go to where they're going to feel appreciated, if you will. So that there's some thoughts that I want you to see the presentation first and make your own decisions and how we might move forward. So, but very interesting with the people that we have. Yeah. Thank you.
That's Roger Oakland before.
I spent 2 days at a recreational economic rural communities workshop. That was a mouthful.
Yeah, it was.
For Wairika, and actually mainly for Wairika, and that was a lot of really great energy and some great ideas for boosting Wairika's economy, and that was a lot of fun. Helped the Republican women put in the bear garden, which was a lot of fun. Always fun to do things like that, and some other really cool things. Working on some homeless initiatives in the city of Wairika as well. We've got a few projects in the works there, which is really great work and exciting to see that kind of stuff come together. That's it.
That's Supervisor Thompson. And for me, I met with the Nash Task Force Property Owners Association, their executive committee. I think the board's aware that they utilize Esperanza Road for egress and degress out of there. Some danger there. So we're working with the Forest Service and those guys trying to address it. It's not an easy, quick fix. They used to use Plug and Creek Road. the little thing called the creek took it over. And
well, I was going to say, they put a new bridge in there, and is it, it's just not usable? I haven't been up there, so I was curious.
The course of Mud Creek changed to such an extent that it changed everything. Huh. You know, that fancy new bridge?
Yeah, yeah.
Changed to such an extent. Huh. Wow. For safety reasons, they're worried about opening it up. So yeah, and their actual right away is Esperanza, but we're trying to work some stuff out there. And then had an SSV meeting, Sierra Sacramento Valley EMS, and just announced to my colleagues that Vicki Bennett is retiring, I believe the end of August. And a guy named John Poland will be taking the first spot. We worked with him for about 12 years, maybe 15, something like that. But SSV is working along fine. What do you call those liabilities? The not the retirement, the
what?
OPEB. Yeah, well, OPEB. We're it's one of the few that's caught up with it, which is nice. But anyway, yeah, she's retiring. We all attended in person out of respect, and I'll conclude there. With that, we'll go into closed session.